legal protections of 350,000 Venezuelans, which could permit deportations. An air traffic control center in Philadelphia suffered another system outage today, as Olivia Rinaldi reports.
The FAA says the outage was brief, lasting only 2 seconds, but happened at a time during high air traffic volume around 11:30 in the morning. And this is at least the fourth outage since April 28th.
The center handles flights in and out of Newark in New Jersey. Federal transportation officials are investigating the deadly crash of a Mexican Navy ship into New York's Brooklyn Bridge over the weekend. The NTSB's Michael Graham.
This is the start of a long process. We will not be drawing any conclusions. We will not speculate. We will also not be determining the probable cause while we're on scene.
There is more severe weather in the forecast today, including for areas hard hit over the weekend. CBS's Jim Crisula reports on the devastation in eastern Kentucky.
Tina Carnes has devoted herself to helping others, and she suddenly now in need herself. Carnes, who heads up an organization that finds housing for people in eastern Kentucky, lost her home in the weekend tornado that tore across Laurel County.
It's done a 180 on me. Yeah, so I need help right now. I've lost everything.
Storms claimed at least 28 lives in Missouri and Kentucky.
Israel allowed humanitarian trucks into Gaza today, the first since the ceasefire fell apart. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The five trucks carrying baby food and other aid were the first humanitarian assistance to enter Gaza in almost 3 months, as aid organizations warned of growing malnutrition among children. The UN humanitarian chief said four more trucks were cleared to enter Gaza, which could happen tomorrow. 22 donor nations issued a statement demanding that Israel allow a full resumption of aid into Gaza immediately.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the day up 137 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Social Security office in Racine has moved. It was on Durand Avenue. Now it's in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, it, you know, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers possible late, and a low in the mid-40s. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. It's 46 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1969.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1969. The world was grooving to a new rhythm in 1969. The spirit of change was in the air, and history was being made in every direction you looked. It was a time of bell-bottom jeans, peace signs, and flower power. The Vietnam War was still looming large, but so were the voices of a generation calling for peace. On the radio in 1969, we were listening to The Guess Who and No Time. It's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969.
No time.
It's the Guess Who in No Time, a song that was released in November of 1969. This is the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969. And according to Randy Bachman, the guitar lick on that song was an inversion of what Stephen Stills played on the Buffalo Springfield track Hung Upside Down. Well, July 20th, 1969, a very historic day.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches. I'm going to step off the lamb now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
On the radio in 1969, it was CCR and Bad Moon Rising. In April of 1969, it's Bad Moon Rising from Creedence Clearwater Revival on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1969. That was the lead single from their album Green River. The B-side, by the way, was Lodi. The song was used in two science fiction movies of the 1980s, American Werewolf in London from 1981 and Twilight Zone the movie from 1982. Well, in sports in 1969, it was the Miracle Mets.
Mets fans now, over 57,000 roaring in every pitch. The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left. Waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champions. Gary Kruseman being mobbed. Look at this scene.
On the radio in 1969, we were listening to Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline. It's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
1969, it's Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969. Well, even though that song has nothing to do with Boston, the Red Sox, baseball, or New England, it's played at Red Sox home games in Fenway Park before the Red Sox bat in the eighth inning. Amy Toby, who worked the music at Fenway, first started playing the song in 1997, and it's often reported that she played it in honor of a Red Sox employee who named her newborn daughter Caroline, but Toby told NPR that she simply liked the song. Well, what were we watching on TV in 1969? A brand new children's program. Is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969. Be sure to tune in every weekday afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year.
Racine, welcome to the tropics right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions. Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an ONH Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of York County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to pick up several ONH Bavarian bee stings. These crisp elephant ears are bursting with smooth Bavarian cream and hand-dipped in rich chocolate. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from ONH Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
I don't know why.
It's the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmann. Well, back in 1973, the Spinners were on tour, and Dionne Warwick was on tour with them. And then the Spinners' producer, Tom Bell, came up with the idea of pairing the two on a song. So he had a team of songwriters get together, and they came up with Then Came You. It's Dionne Warwick and the Spinners from 1974.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then
Mornings on WRJN, your home for local news, where we have partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then go in depth at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A heads up for anyone needing Social Security services in Racine. The office has moved from Durand Avenue to a new address in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate. The feds are now planning to auction off the old building. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. A kid from Kenosha is getting a statewide honor. For a few years now, Jackson Thomas has been putting together a Christmas toy drive. And last week, he was recognized as Volunteer of the Year at the Wisconsin Governor's Service Award. Governor Tony Evers presented the award to Jackson during ceremonies in Madison. The annual awards, organized by Serve Wisconsin, honors volunteers making a difference in communities across the state. City of Racine crews are still cleaning up storm damage. Today is another day for tree limbs and branches to be picked up. Those should be placed in the right-of-way for collection. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station have special hours to help get rid of storm debris. They're open through mid-afternoon. This week, bulky item pickup is being expanded to allow more than five items without stickers on regular trash days. There's more about the City of Racine's response to last week's storms at WRJN.com. Racine police are still gathering information after an 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night. It happened at a home on Prospect. A statement says a suspect was arrested after the shooting at around 10:30 Friday night. The family ended up taking the boy to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say an investigation is ongoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers possible late, and a low in the mid-40s. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. It's 46 right now.
Someday, ooh, we'll be together.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
Well, I would say that right now is a great time to log onto the web and head over to ramart.org. Of course, that's RAM, as in Racine Art Museum,
right.
arts.org. Check out their summer class list. There are a few great offerings for adults, but there's also a full slate for kids this summer. Now, for adults, there's a list of summer studio art classes and one-day workshops. From painting tropical trees to throwing a pot or two, and not to mention stained glass and much, much more, you will definitely find an offering that sparks some creative joy. So adults can sign up today to reserve your spot, especially if you want to take one of their popular arts medals or jewelry workshops. But what you really won't believe is how many one-day and week-long classes they offer for kids and teens. Some of them have great names like Squish, Splash, and Paint, or Minecraft Mosaics. Some focus on traditional topics like pottery, painting, fiber arts. Others tap into anime, Shark Week, and cosmic creations. It really is a case of something for everyone, and Wustom is to be congratulated on their very creative approach. However, space is limited, so visit the website and see the full list. Details are online at ramart.org.
And this is the time of year when parents are starting to think about, what are my kids going to do this summer?
That's what's great about these week-long classes.
There you go. All right, ramart.org is the website. And your website, if we want to know about all the arts-related activities in the community, is?
We've got the events, we've got the links to Wustom, and it's all at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. All right, there she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Loggins and Messina on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? Nearly 40% of homes built today have this in common. What is it? They have vinyl siding.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say it. Reshell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. She'd show me what she'd fall.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
It's there from Tommy James and the Shondells in Crystal Blue Persuasion on WRJN. Listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to have with him Robin Ehrlich. Now, a few weeks ago, you may recall the Milwaukee Film Festival was going on, and we were a big part of that. And Robin is from the Milwaukee Film Festival, the Communications and Public Relations Coordinator. They're going to do a wrap-up of this year's festival tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJM.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, then Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Try to care.